Yemen's Ansar Allah fighters launched yet another ballistic missile on Tuesday, targeting a Saudi royal palace in Riyadh. The attack on the Yamama Palace has been described by the leader of the popular movement, Abdel Malik al-Houthi, as a new phase of retaliatory operations. A senior member of Ansar Allah political bureau told Press TV that the new phase means the Saudi decision makers are now at the mercy of Yemen's ballistic missiles.
Attacking the royal palace will certainly force Saudi rulers to reconsider their unlawful war and stop being used as a U.S. proxy.
The ballistic attack has been described by many as a turning point in the Yemen's resistance against the Saudi aggression. In his televised speech on Tuesday, Ansar Allah leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi noted that Saudi Arabia's brutal war had failed to bring Yemenis into submission. Houthi made the remarks 1,000 days after the war was waged by the Saudi-led coalition against Yemen.
You are bombarding Sana'a with its Riyadh and Abu Dhabi. You attack Yemen's presidential palace in Sana'a. Our ballistic missiles reach Yamama Palace in Riyadh. You attack our infrastructure, we will retaliate it. An eye for an eye. We will use all legitimate means to defend our people and our country and to confront your aggression.
Abdel Malik al-Houthi also said that the Arab coalition should be mistaken if it thinks the Yemenis will sit idle and do nothing while witnessing the atrocities committed against their women and children.
In his speech, the Ansar Allah leader made it clear that Yemen has come one step closer to realizing its right for self-determination and making it free from foreign interference. We do accept a relation based on mutual interest, but reject the one that seeks to impose its will on our nation.
The news of the latest attack on the Saudi royal palace filled Yemenis with joy and happiness across the country. They believe such attacks will make Saudi rulers reconsider seriously their brutal and unlawful war on their southern neighbor, which has so far claimed the lives of over 13,600 civilians, mostly women and children. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.